that dogs are smarter than people. The podcast that makes your day a little brighter.
Episode 4. Is Bono really into donkeys? Let's talk about character.
This is Sean.
And this is Carrie.
And Sparty.
Woof!
And it's time for the random thoughts.
Do you have any random thoughts?
I was just going to say, are you going to talk? but no, I don't have any random thoughts. Other than you secretly want to be a donkey farmer. But you can't really farm donkeys.
No, but you can love them.
Of course you can. They're very lovable.
Wait,
what?
I don't know how you can make money on donkey love.
I think you can make money on donkeys themselves, honey. But you can have all kinds of other animals. There's no kind of animal that you make money on.
Well, I don't want to lose money. That's a problem. No,
then you have to have a petting zoo. And just take donations or something.
I would like a petting zoo.
Because you can't have it. You won't eat any of the animals.
No.
You probably wouldn't even let yourself shave their fur off, like if they were sheep or something.
I thought that helped the sheep.
I'm sure it does, but in your mind it would.
No, if I know logically that it's going to help the animal, I'm totally okay with shaving a sheep. Is it shearing a sheep,
A sheep, yes.
Yeah.
But you could definitely have a petting zoo type of situation, or a dog rescue. You know what I mean? I can't believe I haven't talked to you into buying an acreage yet.
We have to sell a house.
With all those things I keep throwing out there. Animal, fuzzy, soft, fuzzy animal related.
You know how to work it. You know.
You're not quite the sucker I thought you were, baby.
Dude.
I thought you'd do anything for animals.
It's not my fault that we don't have an animal farm.
Why not? You gotta live your dream, man.
I didn't. That was, my dream is to be Bono.
Well, that's done. He's an old man now. Why do you want to be an old man? You already got one. You don't need to be one.
Are you my old man?
Yeah, I'm your old man.
Oh my gosh.
Literally and figuratively.
Is that how you want to identify?
No.
It's a kind of negative identity. Although old shouldn't be negative, should it? Like, why is old somehow negative? It's silly. I see.
Old's
because I'm
not
getting
negative.
Old.
I mean, it could be.
You just said Bono was an old man, and you did not mean it nicely.
No, I didn't.
So?
It's because, you know.
You're ageist.
Bono is your thing, not mine.
I just.
And why would you want to be Bono? So you could be very wealthy?
Well, no. Well, that's one. Really do you want to hear my answer?
No. I really don't think Bono's into donkeys.
Bono might be really into donkeys. You don't know. Those superstars are. Okay, now we're explicit. You just made us explicit.
Baby, I've cussed before.
And you never even let me say why I want to be Bono.
I'm getting to that. Please, go ahead.
Nope.
Tell myself and the rest of the audience why you want to be Bono.
And the two other people listening. I want to be Bono because he wears leather pants.
Yeah. That's it? I go out and buy you a pair of leather pants. Then you can be Bono.
Well, you buy me goofy sunglasses,
too. You can add a cape and be leather Catwoman.
Dude, I want a Bigfoot suit, and I still haven't gotten that. And I've asked for it for, like, 5 years.
You just officially asked for it.
No, I asked for it for Christmas last year.
That was yours.
And, I was serious.
Now you've stated that you're serious.
I asked for it Christmas last year and this year.
You didn't ask me for a Bigfoot suit this year. You did not. And you know it. You gave somebody else all the good present ideas. And that's all I'm going to say about that. You did give me a few good ideas. But the Bigfoot costume was like the best. And where are you right now? In disappointment land?
I'm not in disappointment land. I was actually trying to think of why I want to be Bono.
Because you could be laying in this bed right now.
In a Bigfoot suit?
Yes.
That would be so warm. I could just wear it all around the house and we wouldn't have to put the heat up so high.
Yeah.
We would save so much money if I bought a Bigfoot suit.
Maybe. Maybe.
After 20 years of wearing it.
It would be a real Bigfoot. It would be a skunky.
I would watch it. All right, I'm deleting this.
Why?
All right, I'm stopping it.
Writing tip of the pod.
So I recently wrote on a blog post about the three basic elements of creating a conflicted character. And if you're writing a book, you have to have a character who has conflict, because if your character has no conflict, you just, or she or it is just flat on the page and nothing happens, right? So those three elements are: the character has a motivation towards a goal. Those are one and two. And then there's an obstacle. That's where the word conflict comes in to like the whole equation. So the character has three things that have to happen: is the character has to have a goal, it has to be motivated towards that goal, and there has to be one or many obstacles in the way of the character achieving that goal, right? So like in A Wrinkle in Time, Meg wants to get her dad back because he's this rock star scientist, adorable dad who's been missing for 5 years. And she's motivated because who wouldn't want a dad like that back? But her obstacle is that she has to travel through a tesseract in time and basically go to a planet full of evil. And somehow, me wanting a donkey farm to Sean is a perfect example of a conflicted character, or a character with conflict.
First, we need to back up.
Oh, no.
Because I have a question.
No, not a question.
Are you saying that every single character in a story has to have a conflict?
I'm not saying that waiter number 8 has to have a conflict that the reader knows about. Or maybe even the author knows about. But the main character, the character the story is about, and some of the other more important characters need to have those elements.
I got you.
All right.
And it makes sense. So the donkey farm. You have to have a goal, a conflict, and what was the first one?
A motivation.
So, motivation to get to the goal. Well, your motivation, as far as the donkey farm, would be that you love animals, donkeys and manatees especially, and you like fuzzy ones, ones you can sleep with, etc.
Like you.
So, you want to collect donkeys, hence the donkey farm. Being your goal. Your motivation is to have a donkey farm because you love warm, fuzzy animals that make silly noises and look cute. Your obstacles, I had a couple, but I think I forgot what they were. Oh, there's no money in a donkey farm. You don't really want to take that kind of plunge and sell a house and go buy a little farm.
Donkeys make a lot of poop.
Oh god, I never even thought about that.
That's a big obstacle.
It's like 100 pounds a day or something, isn't it? For a horse.
They can't make that much.
I'm pretty sure that's what I was told. For an adult
maybe
horse.
We could sell that.
No.
Yes.
No. No.
There has got to be a market for donkey poop.
Do you know that Henry Ford's plant, I believe, originally was powered by cow manure, but they had to swap because it got too expensive.
Donkey poop. Cheaper than cow manure. It can be our branding.
I don't think there's any crap burning power plants. Anyways, we're getting off topic here. Dog tip for life. Oh, so during the commercial break, we don't have commercials, but we took a break. I was talking to Sparty about what he wanted to have for his tip of the day. And he's been laying here listening to our stupidity. And he said, please, please implore those humans not to try to start a business selling donkey poop.